Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, the first day of Tammuz, and Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Gittin, Perek Shmini, Mishnah Dalad. A person who wrote a get to his wife, and before he gave it to his wife, because that's only when the get will be effective, only once he's given it to his wife, so he's kept the get, and then he's been with her. He stayed with her. He had yichud with her. Such a get is called an old get. It's called a get yoshan. And here there's a machlekas beishamei beisil if one is allowed to use a get yoshan. So let's say a year or two later he wants to give this get that was written 2 or 3 years ago. Can he give that to his wife? Is it a valid get? And here we have a machlekas beishamei beisil. Beishamei yomrim poiter odom es ishto beget yoshan. A person is allowed to divorce his wife with an old get written one day, written and sealed one day, and given, you can give it years later, doesn't matter. Or Basil Oisren, Basil said no, don't use such a get. What's the reason? Basil say that even though the get is only effective when he gives it, but there is a worry, a fear here, that people looking at this get will say, wow, they'll say, this fellow wrote a get in Tovshin Pei Dalad, and he's only giving it and he's been living with his wife for a few years after that, and he's had children, and now he'll divorce her with the get later. But they, later on, years later, people won't remember that. They'll think that the get was given back in Tovshin Pei Dalad, not realizing that it was only given a year or two later when the get is effective, and they'll say, "Oh, these children are born out of wedlock; they're born from a pnuyah," and because of this, it can affect, it's a slander on the children who really are born of a proper married couple, because the get's only effective when you give it to them, but no one knows when the get was given. They'll only look at the date of the get, and that's a problem for the children. Basil say, therefore, don't do it. Beshameh not worried about it. Beshameh says, people are not going to say the get came before the child. They say, this is a good family, that's fine. The children are probably born right. And the fact that the get was written a few years ago is not going to make them think that they're born out of wedlock. Bezel get yoshan. Now the Mishnah defines what is a get yoshan, an old get. Kol shenis yachet ima acha sheksovela. Any case where husband has been with his wife, has been yichud, been secluded with his wife after the date that they've written the get, before it's given. Who's the halacha like Bezelel? Then one is not allowed to divorce a wife with a get yoshan, with an old get. But b'di'evet, if a person did do it, would she be properly divorced? The answer is yes. And can she get married to someone now, l'chatchila? The answer is also yes, according to the Rambam in Hilchas Gerushin. Rashi writes, however, that this din b'di'evet is only if the husband's not available to give another get. If he is, we should try to get another get for her. Mishnah Hay. Our Mishnah is talking about a time where they used to write years according to the date of the government that was ruling in time. The Chachamim then made a takana that people should always write the shtar, date the document, by the years of the current reigning authority, whoever the king is at the time, the Moishel, the ruler at the time. And they did this because of Shlomo Malchus, to keep peace with the government. But it was a takana. The Chacham said, that's the way you date a shtar. We're going to learn in our Mishnah what happens if it's written for a wrong government. It's written for a government that's not currently in rule. Kosav Lushum Malchus Hashem Agenas Mishnah Hay. If a person wrote a get, and he wrote the timing, he dated it by the years of a government Hashem Agenas that's not appropriate. They wrote it, for example, they're in Bavel in Babylonia, in Iraq, and they write the Malchus that's applicable for Rome, or vice versa. The Mishnah is talking here about when it's, some say that the Gemara explains that when the Mishnah says Malchus she'en hogenes, a Malchus, a kingdom that's not correct, the word hogenes can also mean not appropriate. They didn't want to maybe mention Malchus Romi explicitly, but they called Malchus Romi the government of Rome, an inappropriate government because it didn't have its own writing, it didn't have its own language, they stole it from other nations, whatever. Similarly, if he wrote it, L'shum Ochaz Modai, if he wrote, they dated it, the 10th year of the king of Persia, or the Greek government, the Greek kingdom. Or even if they wrote, it's X amount of years, L'binyan Habayis, since the building of the temple, Beis HaMikdash, that is. Or L'choban Habayis, or X amount of years since the destruction of the temple. In all these cases, the get is possible because it was not written according to the takana of the Chachamim. This mission is, as we'll soon see later, follows Rabbi Meir. Hoya, what happens if the scribe was b'mizrach, the one who's writing was in the east? V'chosav, and he wrote that this get is written b'marav in the west. Or b'marav, he's in the west. V'chosav, and he wrote in the get that it's been written b'mizrach in the east. The get is unfit. And if a woman got married with such a get, teitzei mizeh mizeh, she would have to leave the first husband, original husband, and the second husband. She's ossur to both. It's like a woman who committed adultery during marriage, where we say that she's forbidden not only to the man that she lived with, but also her first husband. Now, and utzricha get mizeh mizeh, she'll need a get from both, from the first husband and the second, because the second's not really husband, but because she was living with him, he's looked upon as a husband, so he gives her a get, and certainly the first husband gives her a get. She cannot stay married to him. Ve'ein lo. La kasuba v'la peres. Neither does she does not get the money of the kasuba, which a woman normally gets upon divorce, v'la peres, nor does she get back the fruits that either of the husbands have been consuming from her properties. V'la mezonos, nor does she get sustenance, any food. Even what she borrowed before she married to the second fellow, she doesn't get that back. V'loi bulois, nor does she get back any compensation for the worn-out clothes or worn-out property which the husbands may have benefited from. Loi alzeh, v'loi alzeh, neither from the first or the second, she cannot ask for any recompensation, compensation for things that they've used, for properties that have been worn out, nothing. She can't ask, not from the first or second husband, and this is a penalty, a very strict penalty that they put on the woman who was not properly divorced. Im not lo mizeh mizeh, even furthermore, if she took from them a ksuba, or either of them a ksuba, or she got back the fruits, tachzin, she has to return it back. Sometimes we say, you know, you don't get it, but if you took it, we say possession is, taking it is ownership. Possession is ownership. It doesn't apply here. Very strict with her. V'havalod mamzer mizeh mizeh. And furthermore, if the first husband took her back again because they told him, you know, the get you gave was not good and the man she's been with now is not really a husband and he takes her back again, which he was not allowed to do, then the child is a mamzer from the future children she has from her original husband, and certainly mizeh from the second husband or the second man that she went with, any children born from that will be mamzerim. What level of mamzerim do we mean? Minatoira? Umidrabbanan. And here we have a machlokes, but most Mefarshim learn that the first, for any children born from the first husband, after he took her back again, after she's been with the second man, is only a mamzer midrabbanan. Why mamzer midrabbanan? Because she's still married to him. She's an Eishes Ish, still married to the first husband. So technically, it's not she hasn't been divorced from him. But the mamzer, any children born, so that's a midrabbanan, only a mamzer. Min haTorah, the child is a kosher child. However, any children born from the second man that she went with, after the get was not appropriate, the children born from that relationship will be indeed a mamzer min haTorah, because that's a case of an Eishes Ish, of a married woman who's been with another man, committed adultery, and had a child from that relationship. That would be a mamzer min haTorah. Others learn differently, but that's majority of opinions. Rashi, Rambam. V'loi zev v'zev mitamila. And neither of the husbands, or the first husband and the second man that she's been with, can make themselves tamei by attending her funeral if she dies, if they are kohenim. Why? Because a Kohen can only be metame, make himself tame, defile himself to a ishtei hakshera, to the wife who is kosher to him. He cannot make himself tame to a wife who is pasul. V'loizeh v'zeh zakoin, loy b'mtziosa, v'loy b'maseideha. Neither husband can have the rights to anything she finds or anything she produces, maseideha. Now, the reason the Chachamim said that a husband keeps what a wife finds is only to keep peace. Keep the peace between the two. The reason that a husband can acquire what she, her handiwork, what she makes, is because he gives her mazonos, he gives her food, so he gets back masiyah deha, anything she produces, any business arrangements, whatever she does, gets back to her. But here, the husband's not obligated to give any mazonos for such a wife that went with another man, thinking, even though she thought she was allowed to. And here we're not interested in there being shalom bayis because they were not going to be together anymore. So see, they, neither of them can be zoicha, the metzia, what she finds or work. V'loy b'haforas nedareha, nor can any of them break her vows. Normally, a husband, the Torah gives a right for a husband to break a vow, in order that she should not be displeasing in the eyes of the husband. But here we want it to be displeasing. We don't want the relationship to continue at all. In fact, we say she has to leave the relationship. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, Hoysa Bas Yisrael, if she was a Israelite, and was married to a Kohen, and she was an Israelis, Nifselas Mina Kohuna, she becomes posel from Kohuna. If her husband's died before she was divorced, for example, then so technically she's an almona, a widow. A widow is normally allowed to be married to a Kohen, but not this one. This one can't. She's considered like a zona, like she's considered like an adulterous woman. Bas Levi, if she was a daughter of a Levi, she's a apostle mina maisa. She can't have maisa rishon. Normally the Levim get the maisa rishon, but she would not get it. Normally a wife can be given it, but again, it's a penalty the Chachamim put on her. Bas Kohen, and if she was the daughter of a Kohen, and she normally could learn, she could eat truma, she'll now become unfit mina truma, forbidden to eat truma, even truma drabona, the Gemara says. And ve'en yorshav shel zeh ve'yorshav shel zeh yorshin k'subasa. And the heirs, any children that she has from either the first or the second man, they will not get her k'suba. What k'suba are we talking here about? We're talking here about a special ksuba called Kesubas Bonin Dichrin. It's a rabbinic obligation, a rabbinic right or entitlement. Now what is it? There's a condition attached to a ksuba that if a woman dies in the life of the husband, that the children, her male children, will be entitled to get what she brought into that marriage. This is minatera. What happens is a husband is yorish a wife when she dies. And then it's divided among all the children equally, except for the Bukhar gets a double portion. But that's normally what happens. But the problem is that sometimes a woman brings a lot of money into the wedding and her father will give her a good dowry, but they will be worried that what happens when she gets married and there's another wife and other children involved, and then the wife dies first. Then if the husband's yorish that, all the money that her father brought into the marriage will be distributed to other children from another woman. And they're not happy about that. So they made a takana. And the takana was the decree of Ksubas Bonin Dichrin, which means that when a wife dies in the lifetime of her husband, and she brought in $1 million, for example, she was a rich woman, or her father was rich, she brought in $1 million, that $1 million will go exclusively to the children, her children, and if there are any other children, they're not entitled to it. So here, this will not apply. Neither the yorshim of the first husband or any yorshim of the second man that she was with, they will not get this first priority to get it. Which means that the penalty that they put on this woman, not only is on the woman, but even on the children of the woman, that they're not going to get this first entitlement of ksuvas bonedichrin. They're not going to be yorish the ksuva of the mother exclusively. It has to be distributed among all the children. And furthermore, v'im meisu, if the two husbands died, or the first and second husband, they died without children, Achiv shel zeh ve'achiv shel zeh cholzin v'lem yabin. And they had died without children, and they had, each of them had brothers. Those brothers have to give chalitza and not yibum. Normally they can do yibum, right? When a person's brother dies without children, it's a mitzvah of yibum. You have a choice, min haTorah, to do either that or chalitza. And the Gemara says that, the Mishnah is telling us that both brothers, if there's any brother alive of these deceased husbands, they have to give chalitza, not yibum. This is all, again, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Meir, who holds that one who changes from the coinage that the Chachamim said to use for a get, it's not a get. The get is possible completely, and it, to the point that any child born from another man after this get, this inverted commas get, was given, will be a mamzer. However, the halacha is not as strict as that. Halacha is not like Rabbi Meir, but this Mishnah is following Rabbi Meir's. Shino Shmoi Ushma. If he changed his name and her name or her name, Shem Iro v'Shem Yaira, and that changed the name of his city or her city, the get is possible. And then Teitze Mizeh u'Mizeh, she has to leave both the first husband and the second man, V'chol ha'drachim ha'elabah, and all the dinim that we said earlier on, that she needs a get from each one, that they don't get a, she doesn't get a ksuba, and no peres, and there's no ksuba on dichrin, all these laws that we said before will apply to her as well in such a situation. Why? Because the get was possible completely. The names were wrong, or the names of the cities were wrong.